From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. Mark Haynes, founder of South Florida gay travel and entertainment websites, died Friday during the Smart Ride. Authorities report that Haynes had just finished the first leg of the ride when he was struck by three vehicles crossing U.S. 1 in the Florida Keys. The Smart Ride is one of the country's leading HIV/AIDS fundraising bike rides from Miami to Key West. Haynes launched Mark's List, the websites, back in 2003. In line with the end-of-the-year holidays, Governor Rick Scott signed an executive order this week that cuts the cost of lifetime hunting and fishing licenses for Floridians under the age of 21. Scott's order authorized the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission to discount the lifetime sportsman's licenses when purchased for young adults and children from November 24th through December 31st. The licenses, which cover saltwater and freshwater recreational fishing, hunting, and most associated permits, currently cost up to $1,000. During the discount period, the fee will be reduced to $500. FWC spokeswoman Susan Smith says the license makes it possible for youngsters to take advantage of all the natural Florida has to offer.
Is a wonderful opportunity for youth 21 and younger. It's an opportunity to bring families together, to provide more exposure to the great outdoors, those resources that we have in abundance here in Florida, whether hunting or fishing.
The license doesn't expire if the individual moves out of the state. You can order a lifetime sportsman's license at your local tax collector's office or online at license.myfwc.com. The Clay County Jail has reached a $2.2 million settlement with the family of an inmate who died under restraints. The parents of 19-year-old Daniel Linsenberg Bigler Jr. filed the federal lawsuit after his death in March of 2013. An autopsy found that his death was a homicide. Linsen Bigler was jailed after taking LSD. The sheriff's office reports that he was unruly and needed to be put in restraints, including a spit mask. Witnesses say Linsen Bigler called for help, saying that he couldn't breathe. The jail has since changed its restraints policy. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.